Oh, alive. Hello, everybody.
Oh. Yeah, over to you, Dan. It's your job now.
Me, I'm Mr. Hostman. It's my responsibility. It's Christmas. It's festive. We're all wearing very festive gear as well. Chloe, you've got the Brighton Christmas hat, right? Very nice. Very nice. That's absolutely enormous, though.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I think I've just got a very small head.
Yeah, I've got a small head as well. This is a hat for a dog, but it fits my head well, okay, basically. I've just got a notification that we're live, so I'm glad that it has worked properly. Yeah, we're expecting Toby to join us at some point before too long, and then once Toby's here, we can, of course, get underway.
Lovely. Shall we
start with the festivities?
Welcome the viewers.
Whilst we wait, shall we talk about football? Because, you know, that's what we're here for. So let's talk about football. Did you see that ludicrous display last night?
Yeah. It was. It's frustrating, right? Every time we play Palace, it's frustrating. I mean, Chloe, how did it look from the stands? Because you were there, right?
I didn't think we were brilliant in the first half, didn't really threaten much at all. Mm. The second half was way better, but we still seemed to lack a bit of sort of penetration, and we did eventually get that goal, and I was so relieved. It was just like, oh God. But I swear, it's 1-1. Yeah. I've been there 3 times, and we've drawn 1-1 every time.
Yeah.
So it's just sort of how you expect it to go now.
Hello,
Toby. Man, look at that.
Toby, was that your technical issue up there? Welcome back, mate. Welcome back. Nice
hello,
to see you.
That's stunning. Hello, hello. Oh, and look, here's the lovely festive thing. Thank you, Joe, for putting that together.
You're welcome.
How kind. So,
festive. There we go. There you go, bud.
There we go. Look at that. I love it. Toby, what is that on your head, out of curiosity? Is it like a...
It's
how have you got it stuck there?
Little hairband thing.
Oh, okay. Of course it is.
That's to let the wise men know that a baby has been born.
Mm.
See, actually, it was my Christmas tree disguise. I was hoping that I would, blend in with the background.
Perfect, perfect. Well, thank you very much for joining anyway. It's good to have you back. I guess we just jump straight in, start talking quiz, right? So,
do you want to introduce the podcast?
Yes. Yes, I was about to. Thank you, Joe. I guess here we are. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Albion Obsessed's Quizmas special. Tonight we have quite a fun evening. We've got a little quiz featuring questions about Brighton and Christmas itself, which I think should be a lot of fun for us and anyone watching. So with us tonight, we have Joe. Joe, how are you doing? You feeling festive?
I am feeling very festive. I'm not wearing anything festive, but I got my little snowman, which you all mistook for a penguin, which I can see kind of why, but that's okay. Feeling good, mate. How are you?
Good. I'm not too bad. Yeah, I'm not too bad. I'm feeling a little better. I have a little hair of the dog going on here. So that's fine. It's seeing me through. Tom, how are you? Are you looking forward to the quiz?
I am. Thank you. Not feeling particularly Christmassy. I don't know if that's because I broke up from school yesterday and it was quite late to break up. But I'm not feeling Christmassy. I've had to really force it today. I've had Christmas music playing on a loop.
Wow.
But yeah, man.
Have you got the decorations up?
Oh, no. Yeah, man. They've been up since the first weekend in December, but I'm just not there yet. No. Just not there.
Well, hopefully the festivities tonight will bring some Christmas cheer,
Dan,
to your life.
Play the Christmas music.
Here we go. So, Chloe, you won last year, right? Are you feeling confident tonight?
No. I have absolutely zero confidence. It's that much harder because I feel like I've got to prove myself again. It's I've got a reputation now.
Right. I mean, everyone's expecting big things, so no pressure. No, you'll be fine. We're here to have fun, right? It doesn't matter. That's the only reason I suggested. Sorry?
No, I'm here to win.
In it to win it. I love the competitive spirit. And of course, last but not least, Toby, you've had a little break from the podcast. It's absolutely incredible to have you back. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on as a special guest feature. How are you? How are you doing?
Listen, I said I'd be back for the Christmas and end of year specials every time. Mm-hmm. And it's always a pleasure to see you guys. And I've still been keeping up, watching the pods and listening in. Mm-hmm. So as much as I feel like I'm just a viewer now, it's like listening to my family over and over again. So it's an absolute pleasure to be back. And thank you for having me. And look, maybe I can try and put Chloe to shame this year. You know, who knows?
Fighting talk already. I love it.
That's what you've been doing. You haven't been taking a break or anything. You've just been revising hard, waiting for this moment.
Listen, yeah. I'm so clued up on my Brighton history now. I can take you back to the very day it started. And if you weren't there, you're not a true fan. So
is that because Graham Potter asked you for a history lesson, Toby?
Yeah. Yes, oh, it was actually. Gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
He's not doing so well now, though, is he?
No. He needs a history lesson. So that's the lineup. That's the team, right? So today, I guess we'll skim through the rules quickly so we know what we're doing. And anyone watching also knows how to play along. I mean, it's a quiz, so it's not particularly difficult. So we're all going head-to-head to determine which of the guys knows the most about Brighton and the most about Christmas. They're going to be competing for this stunning trophy here. I ordered it on Amazon. It looked much bigger on the internet.
That's what she said.
Up and it's... I was waiting to see how long it would take. But like many things, it did look much bigger on the internet. But only one of these fine people are going to be walking away with the trophy. There are 32 questions spanning a range of topics, looking across more or less the whole history of the club. We've got some really, really strange questions in there. So I'll be amazed if anyone does get full marks. For those in the chat, please do play along. Let us know your points, but please remember not to put the answers into the chat. We don't want anyone getting any unfair advantages. I guess just take note of your answers. I'll be going through them.
I won't be cheating, actually, so don't worry about that.
that's a great disclaimer. Listen, cheers, Toby. Now I think you might be cheating.
There'll be one day.
When the kids at school say that to me, then Mr. Budget, I'm definitely not going to cheat.
No, listen, there'll be one day that maybe I'll have a beautiful daughter or son and they'll get in a relationship and I'll give my advice to their partner and I'll say, listen, you can cheat on my daughter or son, but you absolutely cannot cheat on the quiz, okay?
Priorities, right? We need to know what's important. Pretty straightforward. Just a set of questions. We'll go through. I'll ask them in blocks of eight, and then we'll go through the eight answers and just tally up the scores, right? So any questions from anyone on stream here?
What are the answers?
I can go through those in a bit. Clever, though. Clever question. Trying to catch me out there. Nearly gave you one. Yeah. So I think it's probably time to start. So if you're playing along at home, make sure you have a pen and paper. Everyone on stream here, again, make sure you have a pen and paper. And
I have notepad on my laptop. Is that suffice? Is that okay?
That's fine. It's
thank you, Dan.
No Google, really. It sort of defeats the point of it, but notepad is fine. Oh, Tom, I love that. Look at those.
We have a comment from Harry. Is it more recent Brighton history or more of the olden days, he says?
So,
well, Harry, as discussed, if you weren't there at the seventh, if you weren't there at that particular place where the club was formed, you're not a true fan. So there's the door, mate. Skedaddle.
but in answer to your question,
as long as you're English, you've got good ball knowledge, and you should be fine.
And even if you're English and you don't have ball knowledge, go Toby. Yeah.
Last night, I was hitting the town as one does for
like
Christmas,
you do.
And I bumped into Luke Links, and I said I would shout him out again because I know we've obviously had him on the pod before, and just a quick shout out because I met him in person and he's as lovely in person as you'd expect him to be. So
Yeah, he's a really great guy. Yeah, a friend of the pod. So yeah, if you're watching, Luke, maybe you are. Thank and you. Harry, hello. Shout out.
It's totes bants, mate. It's all gonna be. It's all good fun. It's all good fun.
It's all he's good fun. But in answer to your question,
of what you said.
He's left. But no, in answer to your question, it's the whole range from the point the club was founded to today. So yeah, good luck. Okay, so let me start off the suspense music while I'm asking these questions. There we go. How are those levels? They're not too loud? Excellent. Okay, question one. What year was Brighton and Hove Albion founded? What year was Brighton Hove Albion founded? Starting off nice and easy.
1861.
How do you know already? I haven't given the answers yet.
When Graham Potter was born.
When we got promoted to the Premier League, no?
That's
no,
it,
stop
yeah.
Commenting. Don't comment in the comments.
Yep, chat, if you'd like to play along, please take a note on your notepad or on your phone or something. We don't want any of these contestants getting helping hands. We need to find
you
out.
You can message me at SayersBHAFC on Twitter. And the
Joe looking for a helping hand. No, not to worry, Alfie. No, it's you're not the first. You won't be the last.
We all knew it was 1066, so it's fine.
Can I phone a friend?
I'm afraid you can't. No. Right, I need to move on to the next question. We've had a minute on that first question. Question two. Which team did Brighton defeat to secure the first promotion to the first division in 1979? Some of these are going to be a little bit tricky. So which team did Brighton defeat to secure the first promotion to the first division in 1979? I'll be amazed if anyone gets this, honestly. Chat, feel free to put some suggestions in on this one. Right, question number three. Who was Brighton's manager during the 1983 FA Cup run? I can see a couple of confused faces and a couple of people scribbling some notes down. Joe might have just got it. Right, question number four. What year did Brighton leave the Goldstone? What year did Brighton leave the Goldstone?
I don't know, mate. I wasn't born.
Not a true fan, Joe. You cannot support Brighton or watch them or comment on them if you haven't been to the Goldstone. And it's not an acceptable answer to say you've been to the Toys R Us that was built on the Goldstone.
I was literally about to say that.
Oh, no, sorry, Chloe. I've taken your joke there.
Does that count as a pitch invasion?
Yeah. Right. Question number six. What is Brighton's biggest ever victory?
I thought that was
fine. Yes, it was. I skipped a question. Thank you very much. Bonus point to Chloe.
who hired this quizmaster, honestly?
It's my first time. I'm a quizmaster virgin. Please don't judge me.
So is that question five?
No, let's switch it around. So question five, what is Brighton's biggest ever victory?
Can you give us a hint? Is it pre-war or post-war?
Pre-war. Again, I'll be amazed if anyone got this. It's very obscure.
Do you want the score line? Or the team we played?
So a point for scoreline, I should have clarified, a point for scoreline and a point for the team. And hell, why not a point for the competition as well? What was it? Was it the cup? Was it the league? Or, you know, answers on the back of a postcard. So Brighton's biggest ever victory, question five. Question number six. What was the capacity of the Goldstone when it first opened? An important point there, when it first opened, what was the capacity?
Is this the exact
seating?
To the nearest thousand's fine.
And is that just the seating? Because obviously you had the terraces.
The stated capacity, whether it included terraces or seating, so whatever the stated capacity was. How many tickets they're allowed to sell, I guess. So So that was question six, the capacity of the Goldstone when it first
opened.
This
music is not... This music is really not giving me any inspiration. It's really awkward.
I'll turn it off, shall I?
No, you keep it going. It keeps the suspense going, yeah.
How about you have some like Christmas chase music or something? Yeah, sing some Christmas songs. That's fine. As long as it's not going to interfere with you.
For Christmas, oh. I just want some quiz answers, please.
All right, Dan, play that. We've got music again. Cut him off.
Right.
Should know from me.
Here we go. Question number seven. On to the Christmas questions here. In the song Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life? What made Frosty the Snowman come to the life in the song Frosty the Snowman? Okay. Question number eight, the final question of this round. Which country is credited with the creation of the Christmas beverage eggnog? Which country created eggnog?
Dan, are you going to come to us and ask us what we've put as the answers? Because there might be some quite funny answers for the Christmas
I absolutely
one.
Would love to, yes. Okay,
cool.
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do we get a point for the funniest answer? Not that I've put a funny answer.
It's tricky to judge, isn't it? It's tricky to judge.
I haven't put a funny answer, I'm just asking.
Yeah, I mean, if there's one that is exceptionally funny.
There's got to be one, at least one point given for a funny answer at some point.
I tell you what, we put it to chat, right? If chat can pick the funniest answer in a round, and that person then gets a bonus point. Yeah? Happy with that?
You tell people in the chat. You know who made this podcast. Oh, and Toby.
And Toby, yeah.
And I'm wearing the star as well, so...
The star of our podcast.
I've got a snowman.
Right.
Mate.
So, pens down. Let's have a quick run through the answers. So, question one. What year was Brighton Hove Albion founded? I don't imagine many people had trouble with this. What's everyone going for?
1966.
1901.
Oh, okay. I was just thinking, oh, no. Chloe?
1901.
Perfect. There we go. Full house. I think a lot of people in the chat got it as well, so well done, everyone. Who got it in chat. Now, the first of a few slightly tricky questions here. What team or which team did Brighton defeat to secure their first promotion to the First Division in 1979? Any guesses?
Newcastle United. Was it?
Preston North End.
Was it Newcastle?
I put Charlton. Well,
I guess Doncaster.
I mean, all good guesses. All good guesses. I can tell you, though, that one person got that question right.
Ooh.
It was, in fact, Newcastle.
Ooh.
Yeah. Obviously marked as a significant milestone in the history of the club. First promotion. Alfie's got it as well. Well done, Alfie. Yeah, big day for the club. Big result, getting us up to the First Division for the first time. Question number three. Who was Brighton's manager during the 1983 FA Cup run?
Chris
Catton.
No, Jimmy Melia.
Jimmy Melia is the correct answer.
Oh, I thought Catlin was manager in 83.
Jimmy Melia was the manager at the cup final.
Yeah,
That's why I went to him.
He said cup run.
He did say cup run, to be fair. But I went for the manager that was at the final. So maybe like he did half of it and then Jimmy Melia did the other half.
Can we tell?
Where's Albion Roar when you need them?
Albion Roar?
I wrote Graham Potter because I couldn't think.
There's that history lesson. Okay, well, I put these questions together using some help from Google. I thought it was Jimmy Melia. Google told me it was Jimmy Melia, but if
My
he came in halfway
you,
through,
I'm pretty sure Chris Catlin was manager in '83.
Anyone able to do a quick Google?
Tom, you do it, Dan.
Clear it up.
Yeah, because otherwise we might see some.
Oh, yeah.
Your
okay.
Authority.
1983.
Dan, it is your final play, so if you don't want to give Tom the point, don't do it.
Oh, no, well, I don't want it to bring this into this prestigious competition into disrepute.
I'm easy.
Manager.
That's which is tomorrow.
Grant says Jimmy Melia in the chat.
Yeah, I know Jimmy Melia was the manager during the final, but I don't know if we switched out halfway through.
Would it be a point for
the first half? Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to go point for each, if because Jimmy Melia was the point. Yeah. All right then, fair enough. There we go. So, Mr. Tom, a point. Mr. Joe, a point. And Chloe, what was your answer for that one? I suppose you could say Jimmy Melia now and
some guy.
That's right.
Well, I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Not wrong.
Yeah. Question number four. What year did Brighton leave the Goldstone Ground?
97.
Yeah, I think everyone, I think we've got that all round.
I pulled that one up because I was like, I'm certain it's not my year of birth. I put 96. No.
Oh, Toby. So close.
Do you call yourself a Brighton fan, honestly?
For some reason, there's definitely a date in Brighton history, which I'm like, oh, it's like next to my year of birth, but not.
So oh, okay.
I can't even think of that one.
Let you
the
off.
Year before we left the Goldstone. How about that? That's a date in Brighton's history. Yeah, obviously, there for a long time, there for 95 years. So, yeah, a sad day when we had to leave. Question number five. What is Brighton's biggest ever victory? I suppose first, let's go for scoreline. Any guesses on scoreline?
13-1.
13-0.
Yeah, Chloe?
I put 6-0, but I was
6-0.
Whoops.
I mean, six nil. I mean, fantastic shout. That probably would have been my go-to, but in fact, it was 14-2. So, oh. Joe, you were very, very close.
Can we not get half
very
a point
close?
For that? Come on,
you don't get a point for that.
But I was the closest.
You were very close. Unbelievably close. We can't give a point for closeness. Okay. I mean, you were close to getting a point. We can say that. We can't give one. It was in fact against Brighton Amateurs in the year 1902.
What competition was it in?
I put the FA Cup.
It was the FA Cup.
Pre-round. Was that the time that Brighton got like... Yeah, there was like some. We'd learned about this, Joe, when we did the other quiz. That did Brighton had like they got in trouble, so they had to start from like the very bottom of the FA Cup rankings. They had to play all the non-league teams.
Yeah, it was the first round. It was the first round of the FA Cup, so that probably ties in.
Proper or first round, as in like all the way back in September.
Google will know. I do not.
Ah.
But even still, a point for the FA Cup. So, Mr. Joe, you get a point. Mr. Tom, you get a point. Chloe, did you say FA Cup?
No.
I
didn't even think it could be anything like that, but...
No. Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Toby?
I said FA Cup, but against Sutton. It was just a random guess.
That's fine. I said against FC United of Manchester, but I don't even know they were a club back then.
They probably weren't, no. They probably hadn't had the money. So question number six. What was the capacity of the Goldstone when it first opened? I'm accepting answers to the nearest 1,000 here.
38,000.
Big number.
I think I lowballed it.
38,000 was the all-time highest attendance in a game in the 1960s.
Sorry, that's really a question.
But the seated capacity at the Goldstone was always like 12,000. So I've gone with 12,000.
See, I lowballed it with 21,000, thinking that would be the legal capacity.
20.
Mm. Mm. Well,
reveal it, Dan.
It was about 5,000 when it first opened. When we first opened, it was about 5,000. Surprisingly low. I myself thought it was much higher, but there we go. So on to the Christmas questions. In the song Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life?
Christmas crack. Spirit.
Did someone say crack?
There was some magic in an old hat they found, and when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
Yeah, crack.
He had crack in his hat. Well, Chloe, I'm pleased to say that is a point for you. He had an old silk hat.
Working in a supermarket during Christmas.
Yeah.
Finally paid off for something.
unfair advantage.
I put children's joy. So
a lot of very festive, very wholesome answers, if we ignore the crack, but only one right answer.
I think that's appropriate.
I've been thinking about super hands all day. So
that's just that's a natural state of being there. Yeah. The song, I have some trivia here. The song Frosty the Snowman was first recorded by Gene Autry and the Clarke County Boys in 1950 and has since become a classic Christmas song. Did you know as well that this song often leads to the depiction of snowmen wearing top hats in popular culture? So we can trace it all the way back to there. And the final question of this round, another Christmassy one. Which country is credited with the creation of the Christmas beverage eggnog?
The United States of America.
Britain.
That's what I guessed. But...
I said Netherlands.
We have a right answer amidst the guesses. It was, in fact, Britain, yeah. It was England. Eggnog is a descendant of the medieval European beverage called posset, which was made with hot milk. There's some trivia for you. So, I guess taking a quick look at the scores, Joe and Tom tied in first place at 5 points apiece. Chloe, a few points behind with 3, and Toby on a measly 2, I'm afraid. Let us know how you're doing in chat.
Up. All this time off, what are you doing?
It's still plenty of time to recover. We've still got another number of questions. I'm not going to count, but a number of questions. So, shall we move on? Shall we have a look at the promotions and achievements section?
Yeah, go on then.
Right, here we go. Cue the music. There we go. Question number 9. In what year did Brighton first reach the Premier League? In what year did Brighton first reach the Premier League?
The Premier League or...
Premier League or Division One?
Premier League.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not Division One. First good reach the Premier League.
Good question.
Yeah, good ask, good challenge. Who was Brighton's manager during the promotion season to the Premier League? Who was Brighton's manager during the promotion season to the Premier League?
Easy points.
Question number 11. What is the highest league finish Brighton have achieved in the Premier League? Brighton's biggest, highest position. There we go. Lost my words. Question number 12. Which player scored Brighton's 1,000th goal in the Football League? I can give you
Does that include the Premier League, the Football League? Or are we talking League 2 through to Championship?
I can give you a decade, and that will provide some assistance. It's going to be the 70s. Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a shot in the dark, I think. Apart from Tom, who looks pretty confident, I'm looking forward to seeing. You looked confident. You look confident.
Hear 70s. I hear goal. There's only one man I'm thinking about.
It's got to be.
I think I know. Someone else that it might have been in the same period though, but
we'll all find out. Here we go. Question 13. Who scored the goal that secured Brighton's promotion to the Premier League? Who scored the goal that secured the promotion? Yeah, I don't think people need a lot of time on that. Question number 14. Who scored Brighton's 100th Premier League goal? Big milestone. Who scored the 100th Premier League goal? And bonus point, if you can tell me which game it was in as well. When I tell you, I think you'll remember. You're looking a bit...
100th Premier League.
Yes.
Jurgen Lacardia against Wanderin.
Oh, King Lacardia. What a guy. Question number 15. On to the Christmas questions here. What are the names of the three wise men said to have brought gifts to the baby Jesus?
This question always comes up in Christmas quizzes, and I never know it.
No, Chloe, you should know this now. If you've had it asked before, it's when I tell you the answers, you'll think, oh, yeah, of course. Question 15. What are the names of the three wise men said to have brought gifts to the baby Jesus? And the last question in this round, which country donates the Christmas tree displayed in London's Trafalgar Square every year? One country donates it every year.
Can I give you which some country fun is that? Facts about the three wise men?
Yes, please.
One of them, they didn't exist.
So apparently, the three wise men didn't deliver the gifts to Jesus until he was around 2 years old, and they didn't do it when
is that right?
Born. That's correct.
That is a fun fact.
It's
thank
correct.
You, Joe.
Fact, Tom. They did exist. God, honestly.
Almost as if Jesus wasn't born in the winter at all, and it was just to take about the take away the pagans.
We may have a question similar to that a little further on down the line. I'm sure we're not going to have another question on the three wise men, though, so that's absolutely fine. Okay, everyone happy with their answers? Want me to go over any other questions, yeah?
Oh, I'm more than happy. I think I've got the three wise men nailed on.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, in that case, I'll turn off the suspense music, and we can look forward to seeing some good answers in chat and hearing some good answers from you guys. So, question number 9. In what year did Brighton first reach the Premier League?
2017.
What are we seeing? Everyone in agreement? 2017?
Yeah. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that was correct. Yes, a huge achievement for the club, considering where we were a decade or so before. Question number 10. Grant's got it in the chat as well. Yep, 2017. Spot on. Question number 10. Who was Brighton's manager during the promotion?
Chrissy Houghton.
Yeah. There we go. Full points all round. Houghton like was praised.
I feel like Houghton isn't spoken about enough anymore.
No, I'd agree. We wouldn't be where we were if it weren't for him.
Love you, Chris.
He was. He's a brilliant guy as well.
A bit of a wild card, has to be said, you know. I mean, some of the Zerbi antics are a bit out there, but my God, Chrissy Houghton, when he got... Blimey. Calm down.
Lamp it up to Murray. Yeah. Houghton was praised for his managerial skill, firstly in getting us promoted, and then keeping us there for a number of years. 4 points around. Question number 11. What is the highest league finish Brighton have ever achieved in the Premier League?
Sixth.
Yeah, another easy one. Happy days. Last season, of course, finishing sixth, guaranteeing us Europa League football, which we are all enjoying very, very much. Everyone in chat getting that as well. Yeah, I think this is a slightly easier round. I say that just as I lead on to the slightly tricky question. Which Brighton player scored Brighton's 1,000th goal in the Football League?
Number one, Peter Ward. Number two, Peter Ward. Number three.
I put Wardy, but I'm not 100% certain. But...
70s goals, Peter Ward.
Yeah. It was, in fact, Gordon Smith.
Yeah. See that
achieving it. Yeah.
Well done, Smithy.
I couldn't think of the names, but I had in my. I was like, I'm pretty sure it's not Peter Ward, but I,
he didn't score when it mattered, though, did he?
not for this quiz, no.
Not for this quiz, no. We need to get him on and ask him why he didn't, right? If anyone hasn't seen the interview with Peter Ward, go and check it out. It's absolutely fantastic, really, really interesting. On the it's a double feature, isn't it? Of course, it is.
Two interviews. So and Toby. He was our first ever guest, Toby? I think he was.
He was our first ever guest, yeah.
And then we interviewed him just before the World Cup as well, or during the World Cup.
And what I say, he was one of the most incredible guests that I think I was there for as well. So
yeah, amazing stories and just absolute legend of the club. And we're very, very blessed to have had him grace this podcast.
Yeah, incredibly so, incredibly lucky. On to question number 13. Who scored the goal that secured Brighton's promotion to the Premier League?
Where you at, Pete?
Solomon ACL.
Where you at, Pete? I just come outside, Pete. I just want to talk.
You're not Peter Ward. We're talking about Toby's friend, Pete.
Peter Ward, why didn't you score the goal that has promoted us? Yeah, Grant's got that. Sully March. Yeah, it was always going to be Sully, wasn't it? Scored. Anyone know the opposition?
Wigan.
That game? Wigan. Of course it was. And the final scoreline. 2-1.
2-1. Because we always like to make it nervous for ourselves.
One of the best days of life.
Absolutely.
Did you know that David Stockdale, because Wigan went through on goal right towards the end, David Stockdale was completely out of position. Luckily, they fluffed their lines, and I think it was, I can't remember who cleared it, but David Stockdale was so far off his line, afterwards the goalkeeper coach was saying, "What the heck were you doing?" And he was about to take a red card so that we got promoted.
Really?
Yeah. If the Wigan player got through on goal.
Yeah, I really like Stockdale. I really liked him. It's a shame he couldn't stick around for a little bit in the Premier League, but he's got to do what he's got to do, right?
The goalkeeper against Aston Villa on that last day as well.
I think I've forgotten that. Conveniently forgotten that. Question number 14. Who scored Brighton's 100th Premier League goal?
I've gone Pascal Gross versus United.
I've gone Pascal.
This was a shot in the dark. Okay. I went Morpay versus West Ham.
When in doubt, go Pascal.
Exactly. Yeah. Any guesses on game? Yeah, I can give you an extra point if you get the game right.
I thought it was United, but I didn't put the score or anything.
That's fine. Joe, Tom?
Yeah, I've got United.
United,
I can tell you which one.
Well, it was, in fact, Neil Morpay.
Oh.
He scored Brighton's 100th Premier League goal.
He scored.
I'm so ashamed. I didn't know that.
I know. Chloe, I thought of anyone. I thought Chloe's going to get this one. I thought it was nailed on. It was against Wolves. It was a 3-3 draw.
Oh, no. That was either between West Ham or Wolves. So I put Morpay versus West Ham thinking it was the Bison. I got too excited.
Was it that lovely sort of half volley that he did against Wolves?
I think it was, yeah. It was a really nice finish. I think that was the game where... I think it was the lockdown game where Connolly scored as well, right?
Oh, okay.
I think that was the... But I think he did score a really nice goal either way. But let me add the points on.
Wait, was that the Dan Burn disaster class game?
Against Adama Traore.
Yeah, it's always going to be bad, isn't it?
Donkey
Grant, yeah. See, Grant went Pascal versus United as well. So that was a popular choice, I think, because it stands out.
3-0 down at half time.
Yeah.
And we somehow turned it around. That first half, Dan Burn got absolutely destroyed by Traore.
He sure did.
Oh, yeah. Not good. Not good. He tried his best. We can say that. But I mean, look at him now. He's absolutely flying.
So you're saying he's flying and I'm saying he got destroyed by Andros Townsend, which is true.
Both can be true, can't they?
Listen, I've got the next question right. Whatever anyone says, I've got the next question right, okay?
The three wise kings, wise men.
Toby, right.
You got Steve.
Yeah, so it's...
You've got Dave. You've got Gary.
It's a guy called Jason, a guy called Lewis, and a guy called Jan Paul van Eck.
Jan Paul van Eck.
Lewis Dunn, Jason Steele, Jan Paul van Eck.
I think that's going to win the bonus point for best answer.
I've gone for Alan, Steve, and Alejandro.
You've got Balthazar.
Alejandro.
One of them. Yeah. I can't remember the other two.
Jeremiah and Benjamin.
Oh, very biblical names.
Yeah, right? I can remember.
Yeah, so the answers were Balthazar, as you know, Tom.
That's the one.
Pardon me. Melchior. And Casper.
Yeah.
The friendly ghost.
The only reason I
see him at work when I worked at Sainsbury's.
What, Casper the Friendly Ghost?
No,
Casper. They were like this, mate. Food like Casper, could you hook me up with some of that stock that I need? And Casper would float away through the shelves, come back, all corporeal like, and he was like, "Here you go, Chloe." Yeah, man.
What a guy.
It was like when I saw Glenn Murray in Waitrose with my Palace supporting friend, and we straight up, both of us stood there, asked him, who do you prefer then, Glenn? Is it Palace or Brighton? A very sticky situation.
What did he say? What was the answer?
You know what? I think it was just like, oh, yeah, I just need to go do my shopping, lads. I'll talk to you later.
Please leave me alone. Stop pestering me. I've seen you outside my house. Stop sending me letters.
I love that old
there with that boombox.
Oh, man. Okay, so question number 16. What country donates the Christmas tree displayed in Trafalgar Square each year?
Norway.
Yeah, it's going to be one of the Scandinavian ones.
I said Canada, but it's probably wrong.
It was wrong, Toby. It was, in fact, Norway. The annual gift of a Christmas tree from the UK from Norway has been a tradition since 1947 as a token of gratitude for British support during World War II. Yeah, Grant with Norway in the chat as well.
See, what I thought Canada were nicer than that, but you know what? Shout out to
Canada. Canada, nah. Nah, they don't give us
the tree wouldn't survive. Tom, you know about trees, don't you? Being a vegan.
Yeah, you know, when you become a vegan, you have to do a test on trees.
You have to eat the whole tree before you become a vegan.
Which tree did you go for, Tom? What was your tree of choice?
The majestic oak.
Oh, beautiful. What a choice. What a choice. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Tom.
See,
there we go.
As I am cosplaying as a tree, I feel like you should have just chosen me as your answer, but then again, that might be weirdly inappropriate as well. So.
There's nothing
I did,
weird
in fact,
to
eat Toby. Dear me, dear me. Right, so scores tallied up. We have, interestingly, actually, let me double check that because that doesn't look quite right to me. Every single person in that round scored 5 points.
I scored 6, actually.
Did you score six?
Actually, I take it back. You know the wise men, are you giving a point for each person or a point if you get all three right?
A point for the right answer containing all three.
Okay.
What about Toby's Jean-Paul Van Hecker?
Jean-Paul Van Hecker. Well, I suppose we need to get chat involved on that, right?
I mean, there's still a load more questions, isn't there? So I might not be the funniest yet.
There's a load more questions, yeah.
Don't award it to me yet, but keep it on the back burner.
I personally think, as there were three wise men, there should be 3 points available for that answer. And I'm not just saying that because I've got one of them right.
But he's the quiz master, so he can make...
Well, I can put it out to the rest of the team here. Yeah. What does everyone else think?
Don't fall to peer pressure.
I personally would be willing to give. I'd be willing to give Tom the points.
All right.
Yeah, fine. I mean, I'm here. It's a democracy. If people are happy awarding Tom the point, then
Chloe, what do you vote?
Balthazar. Tick.
I'm afraid you haven't spelt it quite right, Tom. So we can't award a point from there.
Everyone knows it's not about the spelling, it's about the answer. I know it's as well. Yeah. You know,
I actually misspell Gordon Smith as Peter Ward. Can I get the point?
Hey, mine is phonetically plausible.
Okay. It's the phonetics that count. So, I mean, Toby says yay. Joe, Chloe, any thoughts on whether Tom gets a point?
Yeah, I think that's probably fair.
I
was going to say, this is very kind. We're in the
action, people.
We're feeling like giving.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to say no, but I think really that is sort of...
I just can't be asked to argue, so...
Well, in that case...
Christmas spirit.
Tom
it's a Christmas
has
miracle.
6 points. Yeah, I wish I could be watching... Ellie's watching that out there at the moment, and I've never seen it before, you know? I've never seen it. I need to watch it.
I feel like we need to bring the Scooby-Doo jokes back.
Toby, please. Oh.
What haven't you seen, Dan? What haven't you
that
seen?
Was so
for the
tricky.
Albies? Yeah, Dan, what film haven't you seen? Tell us.
It's a Wonderful Life. That's the It's a Christmas Miracle line, isn't it? Is that right?
God bless us, everyone. That's Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Of course it is. Well, in that case then, Joe, Chloe, Toby, 5 points apiece, and Tom pulling ahead with 6 on that particular round. Should we do a totalizer so far, seeing how everyone's doing and the grand scheme?
Let's not do that, actually. Let's just go straight on.
I can tell everyone else their points, Toby, and I can say that you're comfortably in last place.
Are we technically halfway through now?
We are technically halfway through. Yeah.
This is everyone's mid break reminder that Die Hard is not a Christmas film.
Thank you.
Preach.
Scooby-Doo Christmas specials, however.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But on to the totalizer. First place, Tom with 11 points. Second place, Joe, very close with 10. Chloe falling a little bit behind, but making up ground with 8. And Toby, 1 point behind with 7.
Sorry, March's number. Are you listening, Pete?
Yeah, where
are
you at, Pete?
Let us know in chat how you're doing. Let us know if you're doing any better than anyone on here, or in fact, any worse.
I think probably everyone's doing better than me currently, but I plan on bringing it back in the second half.
I mean, you're doing better than I would be doing. That's all I'll say. I don't know how
I'd be doing.
Dan, you'd
have 4 points, mate.
Yeah, you have the answer.
Only because I've got the answer.
Anyway.
So, are we ready to move on to our star players round?
I was born ready.
Let me cue the music. And away we go. Question number 17. Who is Brighton's all-time top goal scorer? Brighton's top goal scorer of all time. Pre-war. Big name, though. Big name.
Oh.
Brighton's top goal scorer. We can come back to that if we need to, but I'll move on to question 18. Which England international player later managed Brighton in the early noughties? England international player who went on to manage Brighton in the early noughties, if that helps at all.
Surely he didn't have an England appearance.
The person in question had a fairly decent record for England, made more than just a handful of appearances.
I think I could tell you what club he also played for, other than...
Yeah. Yeah, I think Toby knows it.
I don't know the name, though. I can tell you the club, I couldn't tell you the name. Because I remember... I won't give any hints, actually. I'll say what I'm thinking afterwards.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, I mean, we can come back to that. I can repeat the question once we've got to the end of the round. So, question number 19. Slightly easier here. Who scored Brighton's first ever Premier League goal? Brighton's first ever Premier League goal. Who scored it?
Graham Potter.
You need a history lesson, Joe. Question 20. Who is the current Brighton top scorer in the Europa League? Top scorer in the Europa League for Brighton.
Graham Potter.
Seems if it's just every answer to this is just Graham Potter, just clean sweep of Potter.
Well, you could throw in a curveball and say Shaggy.
Right.
If anyone's got Toby for Secret Santa out there, he loves Scooby Doo. Get him something Scooby Doo related so we can stop this madness. Okay.
It will never stop. Catch me at this year's Albies.
All right. Okay. He's gonna come in a Scooby Doo outfit, isn't he?
Oh, please, that would make my life. Question number 21. Who was Brighton's top scorer in our first Premier League season? Top scorer in the first Premier League season. Question 22. Which Brighton player won the Championship Player of the Year in 16-17?
Sorry, what?
So which Brighton player won the Championship Player of the Year in the 16-17 season?
Oh my god. I thought what you were saying, 16, 17 is like a year.
Yeah, I think that was Da Vinci, I think.
Sorry, no, yeah. Yeah, good clarification there. In the 1617 season, not the year 1617. Oh, that would have been... If anyone gets that, point to them. I mean, there isn't an answer, but there we go. On to the Christmas questions. What is the best-selling Christmas single of all time? The best-selling Christmas single of all time. And question number 24. In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, who is Scrooge's deceased business partner?
Rizzo the Rat.
Not acceptable as an answer, I'm afraid.
You
needs
say,
to
you
be
say that
the
again.
Character's name. Of course, in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, who is Scrooge's deceased business partner?
I heard it the other day. I cannot think about it.
I think I know if his surname. Is that enough? I think I know his surname.
Yeah, we'll go surname. Yeah, any part of his name. I'd need to Google his surname. No, I don't. What? I know who it is. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Surname's fine. Surname's fine. That's the name that I was thinking of.
I could be completely mistaken and I have completely the wrong answer and I'm sat here all confident that I know the answer.
It's not Rizzo the Rat, Joe. It's not Rizzo the Rat.
It's not Rizzo. Surname
Smith.
The Rat.
Or Gonzo.
Right.
I know the surname as well. It's Potter.
Scooby Potter. Would anyone Potter like me to go... Potter 2. Brilliant.
Potter,
would anyone like me to go through any of the first few questions in that round? Is everyone happy with the answers they have? They want me to go through them again? Yeah.
Let's do this.
Okay. Lovely. Let's move on. Take the music off. And... Oh. Answers time. Who is Brighton's all-time top goal scorer?
Tommy Cook.
Joe?
I put Tom.
I put Tommy Smith. I thought I'd heard that somewhere.
I got the Tom part, and you just said any part of his name's fine, so...
I ran out of time, so I put Scrappy Doo.
Jesus Christ. Oh, this is descending into Scooby-Doo trivia.
Goodness. Well,
Toby, I don't think you'll be surprised to know it wasn't Scrappy Doo. It was, in fact, Tommy Cook. Well done, Tom.
Can I get half a point for Tom?
I don't know where Smith get half came a point. From.
We can do half points. I mean, what was it... Yeah, I'm relying here on a bit of honesty. Was it a shot in the dark, or did you actually think it was a Tom?
I genuinely thought it was a Tom.
He saw me okay. And went, that's a good name.
Yeah.
I'm giving you full honesty.
He was there.
That's fine.
He was there in 1901. He must be a true fan, and he must be the top goal scorer.
So you get half a point for that.
Yeah, I'll give you half a point for that, Chloe. Yeah, but yeah, as Tom knows, it was Tommy Cook. He scored 123 goals for us, played between 1921 and 1930. Fun fact: he also played first class cricket for over 15 years. Interesting bit of trivia for you there.
What a lad!
What a lad, indeed. Oh, Cookie Boy. I'm sure no one called him that.
Did he score 18. In the 14-2 win against FC United? No, against
no.
Oh
no, that was significantly before his time.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Question number 18: Which England international player later managed Brighton in the early noughties?
Mickey Adams.
My thought process was a Tottenham player. I don't know why.
It was Steve Coppell. Yeah, it was Steve Coppell.
Thank you, Dick Knight.
Oh, that was one from Dick Knight, was it?
No, yeah, when we interviewed him, he was talking to about how he wanted to get Steve Coppell in, and it was just a ball leg to get him in.
Oh,
that's poor form. Okay. I was on that interview. That is really poor form. My bad.
But yeah, so Coppell played for England, appearing 42 times and scoring 7 times. He managed Brighton for 35 games, where he averaged about a point a game. So not an overwhelming success.
Wait, is he the guy that we sing has VD?
Yes.
Reed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he played for or managed Palace at some point as well.
Oh, well, there you go.
After he was
Tom,
with
what's
us.
What's your anecdote?
My random anecdote. So whilst Dick Knight was trying to get Steve Coppell, he couldn't get him to start with. And there was another manager that he was quite keen on. And this manager was out in, I think, Southeast Asia on something. And to get back to the UK for the job interview, he came through like lots of different planes, and he went on like some US cargo plane. And he arrived at the ground like completely exhausted after having been like on a plane for like 3 days, and he couldn't speak a word of English. So Dick Knight was like, "Sorry, I can't give you the job." If you haven't already, check out our Dick Knight interview. What a man!
Absolutely, it's an incredible interview. So interesting.
Yeah, but man loves to talk, and you know what? I love to listen.
And it's all good stuff as well. Like, a lot of people waffle on, myself included, and it's not really very interesting. But he was genuinely fascinating.
I actually really enjoyed that one because he did that really long segment on Scooby-Doo trivia. So
I've just been searching for a sound effect here, and I'll. No, honestly, the Scooby-Doo jokes have me.
Yeah,
that was a laugh. I don't know how loud it's coming through.
Did you know that most of the laughs you hear on comedy tracks are of laughs from a very long time ago? And there's a very good chance that most of those people are dead. So you're listening to dead people laugh every time you watch a comedy show.
What fun!
Happy Tom,
Christmas,
Merry Christmas.
I hope everyone's feeling festive. Question 19. Moving swiftly on, because I don't know what quite to say to that. Who scored Brighton's first Premier League goal?
Pascal Gross.
Glenn Murray. No, I'm joking. Pascal. It was Pascal.
Of course it was Pascal Gross, the man, the myth, the legend. Scored his first of many against West Brom in September 2017. Was also, I believe, our first Premier League win. Because I think we had City first, didn't stand much of a chance.
Then we drew against Watford, and then we beat West Brom.
Correct.
That's right.
Watford, I think it was Solly March hit the post. That would have been quite a tale, wouldn't it? Sent us to the Premier League.
That would have been amazing. Scored the first goal.
Izquierdo also hit the bar, I believe.
Yeah, but Joe, that's not a fairy tale we want to tell ourselves.
Sorry, mate.
Solly.
We paint our own narrative here.
Get well soon, Sol. We love
you. Where you at, Pete?
You at, Pete? Oh, I hope he comes back.
Oh, this person, Chloe, is a someone who has sullied the name of our friend Solly March.
Toby's friend who came on and said Solly March wasn't as good as everyone says he is, and then he went on some crazy scoring spree. So it was actually Pete that gave Solly March the inspiration to do that. So cheers, Pete.
Appreciate
that. Solly March is an avid listener of the Albion Obsessed podcast. I don't care what anyone says.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if he's listening, we should invite him on as a guest spot. Here we go. Solly featuring next week, this time next week.
Also, on a side
if he wins the competition.
You know, at the Albies, we tried to start some beef. So just going to just bring it up again, you know. I heard Seagull Social actually hate Solly March. I'm just saying, it's through the rumour mill. I spoke to Luke Links yesterday and I can't, you know.
Word on the street.
And he's throwing
I heard.
I'm sorry, I'll take it back, Luke.
There is no disrespect to any other Albion podcast or creators here.
That sounded like a legally obliged disclaimer, Joe.
It was. Anyway, let's move on.
Moving on swiftly. Question number 20. Well, and sorry, I forget to say, everyone got a point for Pascal Gross. Question number 20. Who is the current Brighton top scorer in the Europa League?
I've got his middle name as well in here, so can I get an extra point?
No extra points for middle names.
He has a middle name.
Hold on. Let me say it first. Jao Penalty Pedro.
Okay, there we go. Right, Pedro, and yeah,
Pedro.
Andrew knows it. Yeah, Grant with the right answer as well.
What a lad! Yeah, what an absolute lad.
Can I just say, the people that are like randomly hating on Pedro, I've seen it on Twitter. Like, the people that are randomly hating on him for like not scoring enough, or whatever. It's like, well, he's our top goal scorer this season. Like, he's doing plenty. So
yeah,
let's quiet that down now, please.
Boy, yeah, his scoring record is absolutely unbelievable. He's 6 goals in the Europa League so far, averaging a goal every 72 minutes, for those that like the facts. But he's also doing very well in the Premier League. I don't quite know where the... I mean, let's be honest, it may well have just been for clicks, I don't know. But his record is just undeniable. It's incredible. His penalty record as well, he's so, so cold. You know,
I still get scared when he takes a penalty. Whenever we get a penalty, I'm still scared we won't score.
It's terrifying.
Even though he's so good at them.
Yeah, yeah. It's just ridiculous. So I think he's the best penalty taker we've had. I think, yeah. You know, Ali Mack. I was never completely convinced by Ali Mack. Gross, not Tom, convincing.
Tom Mohamed is still the best penalty.
Hemed for me, yeah. Just...
You reckon?
Yeah. He always just knew where the keeper was going and rolled it on the other side.
He only missed once, but yeah, his record was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, obscene. Yeah, mad numbers. It'd be interesting to see. I saw Joey Barton doing a tweet, I wish I hadn't, about him taking 100 penalties or something. I'd love to see...
Yeah, I'm going to score every penalty against Mary Earps.
Yeah, and then outcome all the clips of him taking horrible penalties and just missing the goal completely. But I'd love to see...
Massive small dick energy that is coming off Joey Barton right now.
Huge amounts of small dick energy. The guy is just so insecure. He's tweeting to be relevant, and that's about it. He's trying to get a GB News appointment or something.
This is the same guy that had a French accent when he was a manager at Marseille, yes. And now he's got a Scouse accent all of a sudden. Where are you from, mate?
When he was Bristol Road,
the guy's manager. A clown.
Like this.
Yeah. So the locals understand him, Tom.
Yeah.
Honestly.
The reason I bring up awful Barton is because he mentioned about taking the 100 penalties. I think it'd be quite interesting to see Pedro and Hemed do a penalty off and just see who scores the most penalties.
But I'm going to say Pedro because Hemed's retired.
Get it on the official.
Yeah, bring it back. Channel. Bring it back. But anyway, full points all round. On to question 21. Who was Brighton's top scorer in the first Premier League season?
Glenn.
There's only one. Glenn Murray.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I thought it would be a good question to ask because he has that lovely festive song, walking along singing the song Walking in a Murray Wonderland.
Do you remember the original lyrics? The original lyrics?
No.
He used to be a... but now he's up front. Walking in a Murray Wonderland.
I like the Andoni one as well, if you remember that, after he scored against Palace. It was Andoni scoring all around me.
Brighton,
having fun. Tis the season.
I'd forgotten about that one.
Merry Christmas, Palace scum.
Hey. Oh my God, that was such a fun song.
That was really good, wasn't it? We need to get something like that going again.
I have this from that game. It's a print of Florin Andoni's goal.
Oh,
and he's running up the wing there. Boom, goal. Lovely.
Unbelievable game that was. Because that was the game where Duffy got sent off, right, for headbutting.
Yeah.
Balogun, with his first touch of the game, one of the sweetest hits I've ever seen. Yeah. Just unbelievable.
That's the only thing he ever done in a Brighton shirt, wasn't it?
Yep.
It didn't matter, right? I'll always remember that. I think the time the Brighton was on the wall for him was when, I think it was the West Brom in the Cup, and he just left someone completely unmarked and literally just walked away. And they kind of got in on the back coast.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and it was so upsetting. That's right, yeah. That's it.
Oh, well.
But either way, I still like that again.
He did well at Rangers.
What bloke?
Yes. Yeah. I love the fact he did well there.
Yeah, because, you know, playing in the Scottish League, that's hard.
Well, in Europe as well. They did quite well in Europe too.
And yeah, Connor Goldson, you have a league that is equivalent to League Two. It's not exactly hard to win it. It's like when Bayern win the Bundesliga every year. Ooh, we're really surprised.
But then Rangers continued doing well in Europe as well.
And Connor Goldson
against the tougher competition. Yeah, Connor Goldson, top guy. But anyway, Murray tallied up. I was just going to move on. Murray tallied up 12 goals for us and another 2 in the FA Cup. So totaling 14 goals in all competitions. Pretty damn good.
Is that
good.
The season he scored with his penis against Palace? In the FA Cup?
It might have been. It might have been. I remember him scoring with his penis.
I don't remember he could it score being Palace.
Yeah, when I think
was it was Brom.
First,
actually, I feel like it might have
I
been
think
West
it
Brom.
Was the first ever VAR game, was it not? Was trialed at the Amex in England.
Yeah, and they went, yeah, he scored with his penis, it's fine.
Oh, it might have been West Brom. I think he maybe scored with his penis twice that season. Congratulations.
What a guy.
Talking of
Super Murray. Super Murray.
He scores with his face.
He does. And his bum.
God, I love Calvin.
I thought you said he scores with his mum.
No, his
mum. It sounds like he scores with his mum. We don't want that, do we? Moving on swiftly. Question 22. Which Brighton player won the Championship Player of the Year award in the year 1617?
Le Petit he's Magician.
I just don't think you understand.
He's better than
Ozil. We've got...
He only cost a mil, I hear.
He's better than Ozil. God, I
yeah.
That's so random.
I love that man.
He's so good. And I love the fact he still comments on the Brighton's Instagram. Prior to the Palace game, he was like, easy one this, boys. I loved it. I mean, as it turns out, it wasn't an easy one. But I love his energy. Yeah, Grant getting it right in chat. Anthony Knockart, of course it was.
Man's a legend.
Yeah, the one and only. Knocky's performances were key to our promotion that season. And he still has a lot of love in the Brighton fan base. So I remember when we went to Wembley, that we were singing his song, Joe, weren't we?
And Aaron recorded it and sent it to him on Instagram. And he replied.
Yeah, he loved it. Yeah. I love that. I love that, man. On to the Christmas questions. Question 23. What is the best-selling Christmas single of all time?
I've gone Feed the World Band-Aid. And if it's not, it's a disgrace against charity.
White Christmas.
I went for all I want
Christmas is you.
Is the correct answer.
Okay, a couple of different answers here. Grant Ross, Last Christmas. It was, in fact, White Christmas by Bing Crosby, yeah. Yeah, recorded in 1942. I think it sold over 50 million copies, which, although Mariah Carey, Wham, Band-Aid doing very well, not quite at that level just yet. So another point for Mr. Tom there.
Yeah. I think this could be a full points this round. It's going to happen.
I think it might be. I mean, you've got everything so far. Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol. What was the name of Scrooge's deceased business partner?
Jacob Marley.
Yeah.
Marley and Marley.
I've got the wrong person. I got the wrong person in my family, right? Because I knew that it was the name of someone in my family.
It's not Bob Marley, Joe. It's not Bob Marley.
No, I know. But I went, so my stepdad's surname is Watson. So I wrote down Watson, but it's actually the name of my dog, Marley. So I screwed that up, didn't I?
Indeed you have. Indeed you have.
I played Fred in my school's production of A Christmas Carol as a kid.
Disgraceful.
Really?
That's not disgraceful. Mm-hmm. My answer's disgraceful. Sorry, Chloe. That's very cool. I like it. Anyway.
That is pretty cool. Toby, what was your answer? I'm sure you have.
Are you sure you want to know?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Fred Potter, and Scrappy Velma.
Doo. I put Velma.
Oh, God's sake. Velma. Well, it wasn't Velma. It wasn't Velma. I get the impression you have accepted your last place position. You've completely embraced that.
He wants the mini trophy to go with his mini hat collection.
I'm coming
there
for
you. There you go.
I'm coming for the trophy here.
This could be coming your way. Look at it. It's absolutely minuscule.
That Scooby-Doo was the last straw, Toby. Bye-bye.
You've actually.
I'm joking.
Kicked
I'm
him joking. Out. How I'm dare
just,
you?
Just going to start some drama here. This is why Joe kicked me off the pod.
I actually despise him.
I tried to fight him, but Joe, the power's gone to Joe's head.
He's a madman.
You're next.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's fine.
But. For anyone an interesting round.
Page, I was not kicked from the pod.
Can we just take a moment?
You was.
Where are you?
Yeah. Ticks down you can tell the your, board for
tell
Tom.
Tell yourself that all day long, Toby. But it makes you feel better about yourself, you know.
Yeah, it does make me feel a lot better, actually.
That's good.
I'm glad it helps.
We can start our own podcast with hookers and blackjack. You know,
I've actually already got my my own podcast going, actually. Does anyone mind
right, the out
my podcast now?
Yeah, go for Toby, yeah.
It's Scooby-Doo Obsessed.
That's it. He's gone. He's gone.
Oh, no. He's gone.
Get him gone.
Honestly. Kick him.
Where are you?
Yeah, that was back again. So,
I can't
quick roundup of the scores before we go down a Scooby-Doo rabbit hole. Joe with 4.5 points that round. Chloe with 5.5 points that round. Toby with 4. And Mr. Tom, you know what I'm going to say. A full house. 8 out of 8. Well done. Congratulations.
Give him the trophy now.
Yeah, I think it's going to, I think it might end up that way. It's a race for last place at this point.
It's got to go a long way, though. It's got to go up north. You don't want to send that poor little trophy up north, do you?
It's fine. I mean, it's surprisingly weighty. Like, it's solid metal. And it says something on it as well. I can't quite read it. The Football Association Challenge Cup. So
it's the FA Cup.
Am I getting the FA Cup?
Yeah. You're getting the FA Cup, yeah.
Better than what Brighton did in 1983, isn't it? Looking at you. Looking at you, Mr. Smith.
Jimmy Melia. Sorry, who? On to the last round of questions. We have 8 more questions. Let's see, what are they? Brighton Grounds. So some people might do quite well on this. And then another 2 Christmas questions as well. So everyone ready? Pens and papers ready? Cue the music. And off we go. Question number 25. Where did Brighton play before moving to the Amex Stadium?
Oh.
Yeah, we can get another plug in when we do the answers for this.
Why?
Just we might be able to. I don't know. We might be able to.
They played it in the back of the Mystery Machine.
Shut up, dude!
Joe, can we mute him? Can we? You can just. Question number 26. Who did Brighton play in their first match at the Amex? Who did we play first match at the Amex? Yes. First competitive match.
Okay.
Can we get an extra point if we give you the score and the goal scorers?
A point for the scoreline.
Thank you.
Extra point for the scoreline. Question number 27. What was the original name of the Amex Stadium? The original name of the Amex.
Now, are you counting because there's been a name change recently? So
we're saying the name that it was given before the naming rights were given to a particular
sponsorship.
Company.
The original name. It's first name.
Okay.
Question number 28. Which ground did Brighton temporarily call their home after leaving the Goldstone? What was the name of the ground?
The name of the name, another team.
Might be worth a point, potentially.
If you just name the team, surely that means that you should get an extra point if you can name the ground as well.
That's what I was saying, yeah, because I actually...
Yeah.
Oh, I've got it.
I mean, if everyone gets the full name, then it's just 1 point, right? We're not giving 2 points to everyone. Question number 29. The final match at the Goldstone held high stakes. Can anyone tell me why?
Final match at the Goldstone.
Mm-hmm.
High stakes.
It was a very significant game for more than just the fact it was the final match at the Goldstone.
Do we get another point if we just write yes?
But we played one game after that, which was even higher stakes. So,
after leaving the Goldstone.
Are you talking about the game at the Goldstone ground? the final match of the Goldstone because the Hereford game wasn't played at the Goldstone. That's what I'm saying. That was at Hereford Stadium.
No, because I'm going to give the answer away.
It's tricky.
If it's the last game at the Goldstone reason, then Tom's right in what he's saying, that you can't give the answer away, but...
Am I just being stupid?
Let's talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best. I think that's probably the best.
If you write what you're thinking, Joe, and then talk about it afterwards.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go for that. Question number 30. Before settling on the With Dean, Brighton looked at several other homes. One proposed venue was a famous sporting facility in Sussex, but wasn't used for football. Can you tell me which venue that was?
Sorry.
I heard that.
My bad. It's the nerves, Dan, against me.
Ooh.
Even though I've definitely lost now, but whatever.
Anyone need a repeat of that question? Everyone happy with their answers? Yeah. Okay. Question number 31, the first of the two festive questions. On what date is the Feast of Stephen mentioned in the carol Good King Wenceslas?
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen.
And watching.
Yes.
What date?
What date is the Feast of Stephen mentioned in the carol Good King Wenceslas? Hazard a guess. You may well get it. Question number 32. What plant associated with Christmas is known for causing people to kiss underneath it? The final question of the Albion Obsessed Quizmas Special.
Tom should know this is another plant.
Yeah. I don't think you'd want to eat this. Right. Anyone need to go over any of the other questions before we start reading some answers?
I definitely need to go over question 5, but...
Let's have a look. So, pause the music. Question 25. Where did Brighton play before moving to the Amex?
In a park.
The With Dean it was. The Theatre of Trees.
Plug it.
If any of you haven't seen our With Dean years, exclusively on the Albion Obsessed channel, I'd recommend going to take a watch. It's very, very good. It's really interesting. It focuses predominantly on, as you'd imagine, our With Dean years. Tom and Aaron, we travelled down. We spent a whole day there. It was fantastic. We got to look all around, and it was very emotional.
It was very hot as well, and I feel completely
roasting. Yeah.
Tom, you always told me it was cold and rainy, and it was boiling.
It was always cold and rainy.
I know. I'm joking.
It was. Yeah. It was cold and rainy when we went to meet Fatboy Slim down there.
Well,
also, another very good episode if you haven't watched it. Question number 26. Who did Brighton play in their first competitive match at the Amex?
Doncaster Rovers.
Doncaster Rovers.
2-1.
Is that the game that Billy Sharp was legally killed by Lewis Dunk?
Lewis Carl Dunk.
He did done a murder. I'm amazed he recovered. Did everyone get the scoreline right?
Yeah, 2-1.
Everyone said 2-1, yeah. Yeah, why not? 2 points for everyone.
Not that it matters, because everyone got the same points anyway. So.
Yeah. Five points for everyone. Let's go for that. Question number 27. Pardon me. What was the original name of the Amex Stadium? Its first ever name. Any guess?
Falmer Community Stadium. We've
got Falmer. We want Falmer.
Yeah. Spot on. Yeah, Falmer. Andrew knows in the chat. Yeah, it was named after Falmer because that's where it was before the naming rights came in from Amex. Question number 28. Which ground did Brighton temporarily call their home after leaving the Goldstone?
Priestfield.
Gillingham's Priestfield Stadium.
I only put Gillingham. I couldn't think of the name.
Ah, Chloe?
I only got Gillingham.
Gillingham, one for Toby, one for Chloe. Love yeah, we were there for... Yep, 2 points for yourself and Tom. One for Chloe and Toby. We were there for two seasons, I think. 97 to 99, I believe. Off the top of my head, Tom will tell me. Yeah.
Correct. 97, so on... 98, 98, 99.
Yep. So on to the question. Inexcusable, Chloe. You should have made it up. You call yourself a real fan.
How dare you. Go to the Goldstone.
I've definitely got the next one.
The final match held at the Goldstone, having high stakes.
This is when I was like, do you know what? I'm going to just try and go for more funny bonus points here. So I just put, we would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you meddling here.
Jesus Christ. Oh, no.
I think Toby's just going for the funniest answer point. Just going to give it to
you.
Yeah. Yeah, go on then, Toby.
That's what Hereford was saying. Oh, we would have gotten
away with it. So, yeah. Can someone clarify for me what was high stakes about the last game at the Goldstone?
We had to win. If we didn't win, it wouldn't have mattered about the last day.
Okay, so I've put we would have got relegated. Does that count?
Yes.
Yeah, because we would have got relegated.
Because we needed a win not to go down.
Yeah.
Yeah, spot on. Absolutely spot on, yeah. I mean, everyone's got that.
For clarity, I knew the answer there, but I did put the funny answer because I knew I was coming last anyway.
Again, the thing is, Toby, what you said wasn't incorrect because that is literally what Hereford thought.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take my double points that round. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bonus point for scoreline. I mean, everyone will know it anyway, but bonus point for scoreline.
1-0.
Yeah.
1-0, yeah. Match played on the 26th of April, 97 is remembered not just for the emotional farewell to the ground we called home for nearly 100 years, but also the crucial 3 points that ensured we would not be relegated.
Well done, Robbie, so right now.
Yeah, there we go. Question number 30. Before settling on the With Dean, we looked at several homes, one of them being a famous sporting facility not used for football. Any guesses where it was?
I put the race course.
I put the Greyhound Stadium.
Cricket.
I put Sussex Cricket
Ground.
Yeah. I don't even know if that's a thing.
It is a thing, but it was, in fact, the race course. We were looking at the race course for a little while.
What a guess.
It wasn't the Greyhound Stadium.
Sorry?
It wasn't the Greyhound Stadium. How could it have been at the race course?
Well, it isn't at the race course, Joe, because they couldn't do it at the race course.
But there's no football ground there. How would that work?
Yeah, but you have to build it, don't you?
It would have been, built up, yeah.
He's like, now he's being serious. He's like, the whole quiz, being all like, scrappy-doo. And I was like, guys, you've got to build it, right?
Oh, no, just wait for it here. Wait for the punchline.
But there were like six.
Bob the Builder was involved with that one.
There were loads of different options for where they could have built the annex.
There were a load of different options, but the one...
What was the question again?
The sport.
So, I'll read the question again. Before settling on the With Dean, we looked at several homes. One proposed venue was a famous sporting facility in Sussex, but wasn't used for football.
But would you say the Greyhound is a famous sporting one? Probably not. The Bryan Racecourse is famous-ish.
But it's on a hill.
It doesn't matter, Joe, because that question wasn't how, like... Like logistical.
I still don't get how we would have played. I see why they went to the With Dean, because it's the only one that makes sense.
The race course. There we go.
But it literally would have been that classic thing where you're playing.
It doesn't matter.
I know, but it would have been that classic thing where you're playing Sunday League football and the pitch is like at a slant. It's like, it's all right, lads, we're downhill this half. We'll be fine.
I'll tell you what.
I mean, that's why we didn't go there, right?
If it wasn't for the meddling
kids. Oh, God's sake. I mean, I believe we did look at the ground stadium as well. So there's an argument for a point there. But
yes, I'm going to argue that point because I'm pretty sure.
But you said famous. Brighton isn't famous for its Greyhound track. It's famous for its race course.
The devil is in
the detail.
According to Grant, there was a football pitch at the Greyhound Stadium. You said not for football. So
but that wasn't what the question was.
Right. No,
said
not
for football.
Toby's just settled it, or Grant's just settled it.
Grant's message on the chat.
That wasn't the question. The question wasn't what venue, it was what favourite.
That's fine, but Tom, Grant's clarified it, and I've taken my point away, so we're all good.
That's fine.
We've got some rather contentious questions here, haven't we? Let's move on to the date of the Feast of Stephen. Good King Wenceslas.
25th of December.
25th? Any advances on the 25th?
I've got
Christmas Day.
I've got it. I put 7th of March, sorry, March Day.
March. It's not the 7th of March. Chloe, I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
6th of December.
Oh, I thought you had it. It's the 26th, Boxing Day.
No.
Yeah, so very, very close. Feast of Stephen commemorates St. Stephen, the first Christian martyr. And the carol's lyrics reflect King Wenceslas's, if that's a word, journey through the harsh winter weather to give alms to the poor.
I was the closest to get a point.
I don't think we can give a point for closest.
Mine's was Brighton related. Do I get a point?
It could be an argument for everyone. Mine's at the end of December. Point.
Yeah, bonus points for all. Question number 32. The last question here. I don't think we're going to need the tiebreaker. I might ask the tiebreaker anyway, just for an extra point.
Yeah,
but question 32. Yeah. Oh, that could liven it up, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could.
I would need to win if I was really on it right.
You can't handle it.
No, because you could get the tiebreaker right, Tom.
Fastest finger first.
Not get it right, and then you lot could take my crown, even though you don't deserve it.
Well, let's wait and see, shall we? Let's wait and see who's got the answers to question 32. What plant associated with Christmas is known for causing people to kiss underneath it?
That would be
correction. It's mistletoe.
Mistletoe. Toby, I'm afraid that's wrong.
I'm just imagining Toby hanging off a ceiling now and going, come on, kiss underneath me.
Well, that's getting a bit dark now.
Yeah, I thought, Jesus Christ, Joe, what are we joking about suicide now? Holy hell.
It's getting a bit dark.
Jeez. It's really a thing in this country, because I'm always seeing it in movies, but I've never actually seen it in real life.
I don't see it a great deal in the UK. It's the stereotypical thing, but I don't know how many people actually have it in their houses.
I didn't mean it like that, Toby. I'm sorry.
I just caught you out because it's funny.
I thought, geez, Joe's really getting sick of these Scooby-Doo jokes.
This is why I kicked him off the podcast. I wanted to kill him. Oh, no. If Toby dies in the next few weeks, I'm going to be the main culprit.
Get your alibis ready, man. Get them ready. Would anyone like to know any trivia about mistletoe? I have a line here. Mistletoe has a history that dates back to the ancient Druids, who saw it as a symbol of vivacity and fertility due to its evergreen nature. It was later adopted into Christmas traditions, and the custom of kissing under the mistletoe started in England. So interesting that we don't really see it much in the UK anymore. The original tradition stated that a berry should be plucked from the sprig of mistletoe before the person could be kissed, and when the berries were all gone, no more kissing was allowed. Wasn't that fascinating? Wasn't that interesting?
I mean, yeah,
I've learned something new today.
It's great. I love it.
It's amazing,
can I just,
isn't it?
Can I just clarify that I don't want anyone to pick my berries, please? Thank you.
I don't think it. Yeah. I don't know what to say now.
Right, how many?
Toby, you're a menace. So I think we can all agree that Toby gets the extra point. Shall we all?
Yeah,
I think chat need to agree as well that Toby gets the extra point just for the hilarity that is Scooby-Doo.
Yeah,
constant Scooby-Doo. So let's give Toby one extra point. Here we go.
Yeah. Hold on.
Pop
is
him
it
up
Toby?
By one.
Get his mask up. It might not be Toby.
I would have gone off through there.
It's actually Graham Potter.
Wait, Graham Potter is going on. Oh, it's actually Gus Poirier.
Well, it's actually Gus Poirier.
It is what it is. The lads tried hard.
Yeah, there
we'll
he is.
Positives from tonight. I might have come last in the quiz, but we got the funniest.
Maybe you need a history lesson, Toby.
Well, we don't know yet. There is still a tiebreaker to go. So you may get an extra point, a tiebreaker. There is a bonus question. Now, how many points do we think the bonus question should be worth?
How many
should
we?
The Tom Breaker.
How many points is the Tom Breaker worth?
It's worth however many points Toby needs to overtake Tom.
I think so. If I'm the only one to get it right, I should win.
That's ridiculous. Look, we can't possibly.
Guys, I own the ball. It's last goal wins here.
It's my ball and I'll do what I want.
No, 1 point.
One point? I mean, should we put it to chat? Is there any suggestion from chat about how many points this could be worth?
Maybe change the result. Like, 5 might change the result, but it might not. I don't know.
I think if Toby
5 would right, could change
I
the result.
I get it wrong. Then I think Toby should win. But only Toby, nobody else.
All right.
It is fastest finger first. So the first person.
How would you do the buzzers?
Yeah, we might have like a latency delay or something.
Oh, is there a latency delay? In the chat, I guess. We could go for it in the chat.
Oh, yeah.
In the private chat.
That works.
In the private chat.
No, because I can't type as fast as I can talk.
No, just write ding, ready to go, and then press enter.
Ding. Yeah, the first person to say ding. Or, yeah, just type anything, a number, whatever.
Yeah.
But you need to then provide the answer within 3 seconds.
In the
Otherwise
private
it's...
chat, not the YouTube chat, because people will get very confused.
Yeah. Right, everybody ready to send their number or whatever.
I've got my
Remember,
ding
3
ready.
Seconds. You got your ding ready. I love
Can
it.
Play the music.
The suspense. Here we go. Right. For the... What is it? 5 points, did we say? For 5 points.
Or however who? Many Toby needs.
It's only Toby that I will concede my win to. Only
That's
Toby.
That's fine.
Okay. So for 5 points for everyone else, more points for Toby. Who was the first English player to score a goal this Premier League season for Brighton?
Solly March.
Solly March is correct, Joe.
Oh, you did ding. Well,
I did ding.
He did ding. Joe got the first ding.
Yeah, I'm not good at being fast.
Chloe, we didn't even get a ding from you.
I was like, I think it's March, but then I didn't.
I pride myself on being fast. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, 5 points. To Mr. Sayers. Well done, Joe. So let's add up the scores, shall we?
Right.
Last place, I'm afraid, Toby.
Yeah.
20 points. 20 points for Toby. Round of applause.
Not bad.
Well done. Good effort. Second place. Second to last place. Third place. Chloe. 21.5. Well done. Good effort.
Close.
Good effort.
That was bad.
Now, has the 5 points made a difference? Because Tom was doing quite well, wasn't he?
Tom was well clear and fun, and it was a charity 5 points.
In first place, taking away this trophy if they want it, or a proper engraved trophy if they want it, with 29 points.
Ooh,
is Tom. Well done, Tom. Well done. 29 points. There we go. Your name?
Albion of the year.
Yeah. Albion Obsessed Quizmas Special 2023. Tom. Yes.
Zoinks.
Zoinks.
Oh, no.
And then I think then next year I will send it back to you, Dan, and then you could have it engraved with the next
winner. Now that's an idea. Look at that. Yeah.
Like a proper.
We could get like a plate or a shield or one of those things. But yeah, Tom with 29, Joe 1 point behind with 28. The 5 points wasn't quite enough to take you up. So 1 point
away.
Got
you next year.
Yeah, maybe
I'm doing
it makes me feel
but no,
better
it's
myself, Tom. Okay.
But no, I mean, a massive well done for everyone, because there were some really tricky questions in there, and I've really enjoyed it. I hope you guys have too. So well done.
Thank you.
I'm I'm pleased. How did chat do? Any advancements on 29? Grant, you were getting quite a few right in the chat there. Andrew as well. Let us know what you ended up with.
Hold on. Tom, there were 32 questions and you got 29?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Well done.
With a number of bonus points in there as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Because those wise men, they really scuppered me.
Yeah, they scuppered everyone, I think, really. But, I mean, unless there's anything else for that anyone wants to say, any last orders?
Merry Christmas, have a happy new year, love and peace to all you and your families.
And Toby's going to go have some Scooby snacks.
Well said.
Raggy.
Well, no, anyway,
I want to say, this is also going to go out on Spotify and everything as well as like a
normal
podcast, so people can play along if they weren't available tonight. I don't know if we're going to do another podcast this year, but I just want to say to everyone who has listened to this podcast and has shown us love and has shown us any ounce of support that we really do appreciate it. And it makes us very happy. So yeah, keep being cool people.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. Really, really, really well said, Joe. Thank you to everyone for watching all year long. Thanks for watching tonight. And I'll try and do Tom's outro. Wherever you are, whenever you are.
That's not how it goes.
No? Whenever.
Wherever you may be, whenever you may be. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe for more content if you haven't done so already. And we'll see you next time. Take care.